The Gemara says on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph before the Mishnah that Amru Lava Al Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, they say about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Shisha Talmidim Miskasim Talis Achas Va'Oskim B'Torah. That six of his Talmidim used to share one talis, and they would be Oskim B'Torah because of the great ideas that they had. They would share one talis, and Apal Pi Chen they were Oskim B'Torah, and that was the Shvach of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. And Lechara, it's a little bit Tzarechin. Why does the Gemara say Amru Lava Al Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, that he was the Shvach about him? Lechara, the Shvach is about his Talmidim. Why are we saying the Shvach was about Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't we just say the Shvach was about the Talmidim themselves? And I was thinking that maybe you could be miyash of this. I'll be a Davar Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu over here from Eliyahu Scholzinger. He says like this. He says, he's bothered. What does it mean that they were Shisha Talmidim Miskasim and Talas Achas? How's that shaykh? How could it be? You know, if six people share one talis, it's going to rip. It's not going to be big enough. I said, how could that happen? So he wants to say that the pshat is like this. He says, Nigmar Nedarim and Daphim Tassim Beis brings down a maisa about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi that he was very, very poor, and they didn't have enough money for a regular talis. So it says that his wife was of the glima, the hutvi. She made some type of glima, some type of baguette out of something that was not very expensive, and all they had was that one baguette. And him and his wife used to share this baguette. When she went out, she would wear the baguette, and then when he needed to daven, he would wear the baguette. They didn't even have enough money to have a baguette for each one of them. This meal, normally they would share this meal together. So it's the Yad Eliyahu, but Leo Scholzinger wants to be Metzia. Then maybe what the Talmidim did over here was the same thing. It's not that they would wear the talis with Vasachas, it's not Shach, but it means that they would share it. When one of them needed it, he would use it, then he would give it to his friend, and they would constantly be sharing this glima from one to the other. And that's a hanhaga that they learned from the Rabbi. That's mamash what the Rabbi 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 Lai did with his one glima together with his wife. So Alpidvar, maybe you could say that being that they learned this hanhaga from the Rabbi, the Shvach is really about the Rabbi. The Shvach is about the Rabbi Loi, because of his hanhaga, he was willing to learn Tayyar Mitaychat Chak with Azam Esir Snefesh to share his gleam with his wife. Through that, his Talmidim learned from him, and they did it as well. So the Shvach is not only to the Talmidim, but it's for to the Rabbi for being mashish within them this hanhaga and this midah. And I saw afterwards in the Magali Sam over here from Rabbi Magalis, he pretty much says this whole Vart on his own that he asked why it was the Talmidim, and he tells through the Gemara in the Dharm as well, by Rabbi Lai and his wife. He doesn't say, Mamish, that they, the same part that they would share it over here like they did over there, but he says that same idea that this Anhaga they learned from the Rebbe, and that's how they were Zaycha to come to that Anhaga, mainly the Shvach is for the Rebbe himself. And it's interesting that these two Sfarim had a Shachas with each other, the Magali Sayyam from Rabbi Magalis and the Yad Eliyahu from Rabbi Leo Schulzinger, because in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu in the beginning, and all this farm, he thanks Yedidi. He says, "Pir Namati Lehai Gav Rabbi Bikiri Din Hashem Yedid Napshiha Rab Reuven Margolius Shlito Haber Oitzem Mishnah Busei Bad Pasa Sefer Yizar." So he thanks him for helping him to print the sefer, and in the Hakdama to one of the Sfarim, and they explained about it that they had a big shaychus between them. This Rabbi Leo Schulzinger and Reuven Margolius used to speak and learning a lot together. And Reuven is the one who pushed him. It sounds like he helped him financially, but he actually pushed him and encouraged him to write the Sefer. And they were very, very close. And Reuven is Meshabach him a lot as well. And they talk about a similar Mahal Chalimut a little bit in the some of the Vertlach that they say. So it's Mestaber that maybe they discuss this part together about this ending of Shisha Talmidim Miskasim Betal Isachas.